All things Fayetteville football are here now. This is the Coach Limbaugh Show, presented by Radio Alabama Sports.
It's everything Fayetteville football, Fayetteville athletics. It is the Coach Limbaugh Show. I'm Dave McCurley along with Coach John Limbaugh. And Coach, last week, I know you don't like to talk about games like last week a whole lot, but one of the things you can say for your Fayetteville Wolves is they hung in there for a while, but they played a very good Wadley Bulldog football team.
Well, Wadley, David, was as advertised. A really good football team, good football program, good coach, and they more or less just took it to the woodshed, really. Hats off to Wadley. I congratulate them on a game well played and well thought out and well executed. And, you know, I would rather learn from a win, but we have learned a lot about a lot of things from the loss. And we put a lot of things into practice this week and looking for a better outcome this coming Friday.
Well, before we get into this Friday, of course, when you have a loss like that, and but I know you guys held it close there in the first quarter and most of the first half, but you obviously had some bright spots you could talk about. Talk about some of your kids that did play well.
Well, you know, I thought Carter Goins did a good job throwing the football. We interchanged he and Brian Cantrell a little bit and had almost, 165, 170 yards passing. Really good there. I really like seeing that. And I thought defense in the first quarter, first half really was okay. We did okay. We just started giving up some things and you know, giving up too much ground. I really and truly, you know, look at the game and in the second quarter we were about to score. Threw a long pass to Britton Cantrell. He went down about the 15 to 20 yard line, but it got brought back because of a holding penalty. We shot ourselves in the foot. When that happened, and then they scored next possession, they had the ball. That's like a 14 point swing. We really never recovered from that. A couple of our kids did pretty well, and I'm very proud of them. And we just going to learn from this and move on.
Well, I will ask you this: we played three games now, three very tough physical games. Can, if you will, discuss with us the health condition of your football team. It's about this time that people start getting banged up and beat up a little bit. Talk about the condition of your team.
Well, we're 100%. Really and truly, all of our players are, you know, we got a little banged up the other night, but nothing, a little ice wouldn't cure. So we iced them down, you know, and ibuprofen goes a long ways too. So we're okay. We still missing one player from the Billingsley game, our kicker, Nick Ibarra. He'll be out, you know, four or five more weeks. And he had a grade two MCL sprain. That's keeping him on the bench. But, you know, Nick's going to work. He's going to physical therapy. He's going to get back, and he'll be kicking for the years out. And he'll get back with us for the playoffs and everything like that. We still have plans on getting to those playoffs, and Nick will be part of that. And other than that, though, we're good to go.
Well, you mentioned playoffs, and I want to mention that in a different way because a lot of people don't understand these region games you have to win to get into the playoffs. But let's talk about your region in particular because when you and I talked about this in the preseason and in the first week, you've dropped to 1A, which helps. But at the same point in time, we lost a school in TC in the county, yeah. So it lowers your region by one team. And now that you lost to Wadley, who is in your region, they're very important with one less region game to play than all these other schools across the state. You can't get two games behind the eight ball. This week's game with Winterboro is very important.
Oh, absolutely it is. There's no doubt about that. Winterboro is a quality football team, quality opponent. And they'll have good coaching. They'll be all after it. They're a fast team. But we want to win this ball game really badly. Our kids are into it. And we look to put a good product on the field for the Winterboro game Friday. We want all of our fans to show up. They're so good about showing up, David. I really believe, you know, when we went to Billingsley, I really believe we had more fans there than Billingsley did. We had stands were full, and I believe it's going to be that way again this weekend, this Friday against Winterboro. So we're looking forward to the ball game and seeing what can happen.
Well, you talked about the preparation for this Winterboro team. I'll tell you, and this it's no secret. Coach Mansfield and the Winterboro Bulldogs have been deeper in the playoffs the last two or three years than anybody else in Talladega County. He's got a pretty good football program up there.
There's no doubt about that. Very fast, very quick, elusive quarterback, hard-hitting players on both sides of the ball. It'll be all we can do to win this ball game. We put in a good plan. I like it. And we're working that plan at practice every day, working hard at practice. So we'll see what our kids can do.
And, of course, you talked about your fans. This is a week for your kids, especially. They don't have to get up for Winterboro because these kids know each other. Some of them probably cross paths at church or either around town having fun, playing pickup ball. They know each other. The fans, you have no problem getting the fans for Fayetteville to come out. As you mentioned, they're going to be there in droves, and rightfully so. But what do you tell your football team in preparation on Friday before you go out there on the field?
Well, you know, one thing we talk about, it's been a business trip. These kids, if you want to accomplish anything in life, you got to have a plan. You know, a failure to have a plan is planning to fail. So the coaches, we have a plan, and the kids have to have a plan, too. We need leadership to step up. And what I'll tell them is allow that leadership to play the role it needs to play, not just in the talk, but in the walk. So when you get on the field of play, you have to let that leadership speak for itself and play hard, play firm, play fair, but play the way you know how to play. That's what I'll talk to them about.
One of the things that I've noticed about Fayetteville, not to take anything away from former assistant coaches you've had, but this year's coaching staff here, it seems to be kind of like a football team coaching, the fact that each man does his job. You've got your special teams coach, you've got your line coach, and of course your defensive and offensive coordinators. You've got a couple of good ones in those, really good ones. And you guys seem to be kind of like, well, we're going to do this and this, and it's kind of like an old machine that you all get along and present this to the kids to where they can understand it.
Absolutely. You know, one thing I've learned over the years, if you got good guys, let them play their role. You know, a lot of times as head coaches, we sometimes get in the way. But I've learned that I've got a great group, without question. I've got a great group of guys. They take it very seriously. They're working very hard. And, you know, this staff is a great staff. I wouldn't trade not one of my coaches for anybody else in the county. So I really appreciate everything they bring in to the table. Great group of men and a lot of football intelligence. And it's starting to show. Absolutely.
Well, you know, you and I are both Auburn fans. And, of course, when I managed football at Auburn under head coach Pat Dye, he was notorious for hiring good people and letting them do their jobs. And he pretty much just overseen the sideline and, you know, made the big decisions. Yeah. Does that make your job easier on Friday night?
Well, it's kind of a two-edged deal there. Yes, it does make a lot of things easier, but I'm a guy that really likes to be involved in every aspect of it. And, of course, you know, I miss play calling. I do. But I've got a guy, you know, Coach Collier's doing a great job with that. And I, you know, give him full rein and let him go with it because he's doing a great job and has a great rapport with the kids. And I appreciate everything he's doing. And so what I have to do is rein myself in. And I, you know, I see something that I want to do. But, you know, the great thing about it is when I see the things I want to do and he's doing it anyway, that makes for a great night. So it's all good.
Well, and I've seen that. I was here the first week of the season when y'all got a huge victory against Childersburg, and now you're 2-1 on the year, 0-1 in the region. But you go into Winterboro, they've only played two games, and, of course, 1-1 on the season. Talk a little bit about – you talked about their speed, but I'm going to – give me three things that you've got to do to come out of Winterboro victorious Friday night.
Well, we can't beat ourselves. We can't have silly – penalties. Can't do that whatsoever. We've got to take care of the football. No turnovers. Can't have any turnovers. And we need to win the game in the trenches. We need to do that. If we can do that, I give ourselves a good chance to win this ball game.
And, of course, you talked about their speed. But I'll tell you, that's a tough place to go and play. Now, they've got a new school up there, brand-new, beautiful school. But that football field, it's no disrespect, but it's still one of those old fields that's compact. Everybody's close to the field. It's loud. What will it take for your kids to keep their train of thought during the ball game on Friday night?
Well, we're going to play for a full 48 minutes and no letdowns. We can't let our highs get too high or lose too low. That's what I tell the kids. And we're going to get after it. We're going to get after it from the first of that ball game to the very end of that ball game. It's going to be a battle, and we got to win that battle.
I'm going to step away from football for one question because a lot of things get lost during the football season at school, such as other sports. And I know cross country around the state is big, but right now your volleyball program with Coach MacArthur and those young ladies are doing a lot of good things.
Oh, no doubt. Coach Ginger MacArthur is doing a great job, and I'm just so proud of the girls and their effort. They're so much fun to watch. They want to try match yesterday against Chillisburg. They beat them, and then they turn around and beat Benjamin Russell. And it's just so much fun to watch our girls finding success. But hey, they're a great caliber or a group of girls. Their team chemistry is phenomenal. I love watching them, and it's just fun to watch them out on the court.
And not only fun, but you're talking about beating a 3A and a 6A school there.
Well, that's exactly right. They're just doing a great job together. When you work together, great things can happen.
And that's what Fayetteville did in the first two football games of the season. Maybe not so much last week against a very good Wally team, but you defeated Chillsburg by playing together. You did the same thing against Billingsley by not making a whole lot of mistakes and just being execution-wise as good as you could be. Now you've suffered your first loss of the season. How hard is it to get that winning track back?
Well, it's not with our kids. Our kids are already back on track. They knew they were facing them wildly. It's not like we went out there and laid an egg. We played good for a while, but then they're a really good football team, great caliber team, and they're going to go a long ways in the playoffs. No doubt about that. They got guys, that'll be trans when they leave, and go to college. They'll be going to D1 schools. They got a couple of guys that are D1 players. So when you're playing against that, it's kind of difficult. But our kids are always able to bounce back. Our kids want to win. They're in this thing. They want to rise. They don't want to stay where they were at. They want the playoffs. So getting them back, I don't have to cheerlead them. These guys are ready to go.
Ain't no doubt about it. And I'm sure that when you show up to Winterboro, whatever time it be on Friday afternoon after pregame meal, and you talk to your team, you get on that yellow cheese wagon, I bet you when you show up to Winterboro, there'll already be Fayetteville fans in the stands.
Oh, absolutely. There'll be Fayetteville fans there. And like you say, it's an old school field, old school atmosphere. We're going to need every one of our Fayetteville faithful to be there and cheering us on. Absolutely.
And, Coach, we wish you the best on Friday night, another region game. 2-1 on the season, 0-1 in the region, looking for your first region win and your first step toward the playoffs.
Absolutely. This is the first step towards it. We would like to have had it last week. Just didn't work out for us. But this is the big step that we need to take, and we're looking forward to the opportunity.
Coach, good luck on Friday night. And, of course, go Wolves, and look to see you in the win call.
Absolutely, Dave. Appreciate all you guys do for us. And, of course, go Wolves.
Thanks for listening to the Coach Limbaugh Show, presented by Radio Alabama Sports. Follow all season long on the official home of the Fayetteville Wolves, the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network, on Radio Alabama Special Events Channel 2, the Fayetteville Sports Network Facebook page, RadioAlabamaSports.net, and the Radio Alabama app.